Hi everyone, my name is Lorenzo Murzilli. I'm founder of Murzilli Consulting and co-founder of Drone Talks. And today I have the honor and the privilege to be here with Ron van der Leijgraaf, which is the chairperson of the ICAO AirPass panel. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you, Lorenzo. It's good to have me here. Thanks for inviting me, and thanks for the opportunity to tell you a bit about ICAO. And
absolutely.
I'll make sure that I will only wear my ICAO hat today.
Yes, please. Yes. Ron is known to wear many hats, but yeah, today we're talking about ICAO. Yeah. So ICAO, Ron, what it is and why is it relevant for the world of drones?
Yeah, ICAO is the is part of the United Nations. It's a special agency dealing with civil aviation. So they introduced the global standards for civil aviation, started in 1944 after the Second World War to make international travel of aviation as smoothly as possible. So they make sure that you have a global coverage of the ideas. And for that, they develop standards, which they contain in like 19 different annexes dealing with airworthiness, pilot licensing, safety management systems, communication systems, all sorts of, all aspects of aviation are covered.
Amazing. And you are the chair of the ICAO AirPass panel.
Yes.
So what is the panel? How is it inside ICAO, and how is it positioned, and what is its task?
Yeah, the panels are used within ICAO to work on further developing technical standards. And they are governed by the Air Navigation Commission, which is one of the governing bodies in which member states can take participation. And they keep the global picture of what needs to be developed, meant and unmeant in this case. And they sort of give marching orders to the various panels. You need to work on this, you need to work on this. And the ICAO AirPass panel was tasked to start developing provisions. They call the standards and the procedures, they call provisions. To develop for international IFR unmanned traffic, remotely piloted, so it's not autonomous, but it's remotely piloted, and start off with the essential ones, so make the operator a safe organization, make the aircraft and the system safe to operate, and create a capable pilot with some supporting, like detect and avoid, C2 link and what have you.
Amazing. And I know that this is how it started, right? And now it's evolving to cover more nuanced operation, I would say. You were mentioning some operation that I was not even thinking about before when we were preparing for this interview.
Yeah. That's the panel start. Well, the work started in 2008, exploring ideas, explaining why is unmanned different from traditional aviation, and well, we know it is quite different. And then in 2014, they started to develop these provisions. Back then, we said let's keep the scope containable to IFR international, so intercontinental traffic in line with manned aviation. If you fly from here to Asia or to the US, to fly along those lines, so think about large cargo aircraft from FedEx or what have you. But of course, since that, the drone industry has developed tremendously, and member states of ICAO, because almost all members of the globe are a member of ICAO, so 190 or 90 plus countries are a member of ICAO, they push for help on what are the current issues. And we're not dealing with unmanned 737s to do cargo, we're dealing with smaller ones doing other operations. So there's a strong push to help with that as well. So talk about open category type of operations, they've got model regulations, but also BVLOS type of operations. So there is a strong push, and ICAO is adapting to that at the moment.
So you have your hands full, I know that, you know?
Yeah.
And how is like your product, your outcome relevant to the industry? First of all, what is your product of the panel itself, right?
Yep.
And now that becomes, why is that important to the industry here at large?
Okay, what we provide is international standards, which basically form the boundaries of let's take the European example, where EASA under these needs to develop further regulations. So it is sort of the umbrella over the regulations. And the idea is that if EASA starts to develop regulations like we know under that umbrella, and the FAA is doing that for the US, and Brazil is doing that, and China is doing it, that at least it all fits under the same umbrella, so it's more or less not completely interchangeable, but it can be interoperable.
Okay, I understand. And I understand also that the work of the ICAO Airbus panel is on all of the annexes, right? I remember back in the days there was this idea of maybe drones can be contained to a single new annex, but actually this was not possible. So you are literally impacting the entire aviation spectrum with your work.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, we can't take on all 19 annexes at the same time. So we've done the essential ones now, and they should be applicable by 2026. And then, of course, you need to look into the more supportive ones, so create more standards around integrating into the airspace, but also things like dangerous goods, facilitation, so how to cross borders and on the ground and these sort of things. But we took on, let's make flying with the system safe first. And the rest is coming our way.
All right. Yeah. And how can the people contribute to your work? Or if I want to help you, right?
Yeah.
What are the mechanisms in place? It's sometimes, you know, we need to break this barrier between, I don't know, the fortress and the people. Like, somehow there needs to be a connection.
Yeah.
What's that connection?
As I said, countries are members of ICAO. So they have a role to play in the whole ICAO system. And they are usually invited to give to provide experts to these various panels. And together with that, there are also internationally recognized organizations do a global representation like IFATCA or IFALPA, representing traffic controllers or pilots associations. They are invited as well. And so that's the mixture of possible members of a panel. And of course, a member can bring on advisors with him. And what you usually see is that if industry, for instance, want to participate, or consultancy firms or what have you, they become an advisor to their national member. So from the member state, there's a member. So that you can bring them along. But your country representation must be the member.
Okay, yep. Thank you so much. Now, I think it's very clear. So I understand it's a very important work. Of course, it's strategic work, right?
Yep.
We're not talking about the tactics of how to fly here and there, but it's more how we harmonize the entire system.
Yep.
It's work that is going to become applicable starting 2026 and beyond, but it's basically the foundation of everything else we are operating with. Excellent. Thank you very much, Ron. And I have one last question for you. I mean, we are here at Amsterdam Drone Week, and I cannot let you go without asking you about the show and, you know, what are your impressions?
It's been amazing this year. We started last year after COVID, so we were sort of getting to used to it again. And now it's great. The numbers are great. The vibe across the floor is very nice. If you walk into this hall, you hear this buzzing of people talking. It's not shouting, it's buzzing, and it's exciting. There's a very positive energy, and everybody I speak, they're very very pleased with the open atmosphere. And what I think is very important from the Amsterdam Drone Week perspective is that they are not traditional aviation, so they take the approach from the unmanned aviation industry, not so much from the aviation per se. And we all know that unmanned aviation is different from traditional aviation. So it is more open, and you have more interaction on other aspects than just making the aircraft safe and give the pilot the pilot's license.
Absolutely.
So, and that's really the benefit. Yeah.
Unbelievably true. I confirm this, and I have the same feeling about the vibe. It's very much like that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's very good. So
thank you so much, Ron. It was really a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me here, Lorenzo, and see you next year.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.